In this module, we've learned about GPP for site selection, protocol development, and informed consent. Let's wrap it up with one final activity. For this activity, we will use a hypothetical scenario about passive immunization research for HIV prevention. First, let's review some basic facts about passive immunization. Passive immunization refers to a process when pre-made antibodies or immune molecules that protect against a specific pathogen are transferred into a person. Passive immunity is different than preventive vaccination, which would cause the body to produce its own antibodies to fight a pathogen. The theory behind passive immunization is that if protective antibodies are present in a person's body at the time of exposure, the individual can avoid infection from that pathogen. Passive immunization has been used for the prevention and treatment of many diseases such as hepatitis B. Since 2009, scientists have identified many new antibodies that are effective at blocking different types of HIV in animals and in humans. With this in mind, review the hypothetical scenario that follows and practice applying what you know about stakeholder engagement in site selection, informed consent, and protocol development processes.